listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 424, covering week 30, July 21st to 27th, 2025. The OpenAPV library has been released, providing a reference implementation of the APV Advanced Professional Video video codec, designed for professional video recording and processing without noticeable loss of quality. The library code is written in C and is distributed under the BSD license. The project is being developed by the Academy Software Foundation, established by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts USA and the Linux Foundation to promote the use of open source software in the filmmaking process. The new version adds support for APV families, which define typical codec configurations that meet certain size and bitrate requirements. The latest specification improvements have been taken into account. They also added support for profiles like 422-12, 444-10, 444-12, 4444-10, 4444-12, and 400-10. Optimizations have been made to reduce encoding and decoding time. They then implemented protected methods for accessing the bitstream buffer and managing metadata and expanded the API. Google has introduced the OSS Rebuild project, designed to detect hidden changes in ready-made packages published in repositories. OSS Rebuild is based on the concept of reproducible builds and comes down to checking the compliance of a package placed in the repository with a package obtained via rebuilding from the reference source code corresponding to the declared version of the package. The toolkit code is written in Go and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. After a specific version of a package has been verified, attestation data is generated that can be used by others to evaluate already verified packages. The verification can be done by running a command line utility or by checking a hash stored in a separate cloud storage. The infrastructure for checking packages can be deployed on your own server. You can also use information about the checks performed in Google for several thousand packages. Oracle has formed a new branch of MySQL 9.4.0 DBMS. MySQL Community Server 9.4.0 builds are available for all major Linux, FreeBSD, Mac OS, and Windows distributions. In accordance with the release model introduced in 2023, MySQL 9.4 is classified as an innovation branch. Innovation branches are recommended for those who want to get access to new functionality earlier and are published every 3 months, supported only until the next major release. In September, they plan to form an LTS release 9.5, recommended for implementations that require predictability. Following that LTS branch, a new innovation branch will be formed, MySQL 10.0. Enrico Weigelt, the ex-Libre project lead, has prepared a pull request after discussions with the community to integrate the core X11 drivers into the X server master branch. The stated reasons are the desynchronization of the X server and drivers due to the changing ABI that drivers interact with, and the desire to provide all the necessary drivers together with the X server without having to manually search for compatible versions. Some of the community criticized this decision, fearing it will complicate the development of new drivers for X-Libre, but Enrico insists on the need for such an approach. The arguments cited include a similar model for developing the Linux kernel, which actually does not have a stable ABI, as well as the raw state of the Xlibre codebase, which is still undergoing a full-scale refactoring. However, in the future, as the project matures, the developers do not rule out stabilizing the ABI. Developing new drivers for X11 outside the Xlibre tree is possible, but ABI synchronization remains the baby of the developer. For those who do not want to install all the drivers together with the server, they promise to implement build flags. OpenSense 25.7 has been published. It separated from the PFSense project in 2015 with the goal of developing a completely open distribution that could have the functionality at the level of commercial solutions for developing firewalls and network gateways. The source code of the distribution components, as well as the tools used for assembly, are distributed under the BSD license. The builds are prepared in the form of a live CD and a system image for recording on flash drives. The distribution can be used to create fault-tolerant configurations based on the CARP protocol and allowing a backup node to be launched in addition to the main firewall, which will be automatically synchronized at the configuration level and will take over the load in the event of a failure in the primary mode. The administrator is given a web interface for configuring the firewall built using the Bootstrap web framework and Falcon MVC. The first experimental release of the Wayback Project is presented. It allows you to run the desktop environments tied to the X11 protocol using Wayland-based components. Wayback is a stripped-down Wayland composite server that supports only the capabilities necessary to run a full-screen X11 session using X-Wayland, a device-dependent X component for organizing the execution of X11 applications in Wayland-based environments. The project code is written in C and is distributed under the MIT license. The Wayback code is based on TinyWL, the reference composite server from the developers of the WL Roots library, with its functionality stripped down to the bare minimum needed to run X-Wayland standalone. It is intended that in the future, Wayback will be able to be used as a complete replacement for the Xorg executable. This first release of Wayback is presented as an alpha version, allowing you to get acquainted with the concept implemented by the project. At this stage, there is no support for such features as multi-monitor configurations, screen blanking via DPMS, mouse pointer capture, and many Xorg options. Packages for testing Wayback are compiled for Alpine Linux, NixOS, Arch Linux, and Fedora. CUDA Text 1.226.0, a cross-platform free code editor written using Free Pascal and Lazarus, has been published. The editor supports Python extensions and has a number of advantages over Sublime Text. It includes some features of an integrated development environment implemented as plugins. More than 300 syntax lexers have been prepared for programmers. The code is distributed on the MPL 2.0 license. Builds are available for Linux, Windows, Mac OS, FreeBSD, OpenBSD, NetBSD, Dragonfly BSD, Solaris, and Haiku platforms. One of the main additions has been that they added an AI local plugin to Plugins Manager, which uses Ollama to use large language models locally. The author of Wix, an open-source toolkit for creating Windows installation packages, is developing the Maintenance Fee Initiative to solve the problem of funding open-source projects. The Maintenance Fee Initiative allows for a small monthly fee, an option is $10, to ensure the financial sustainability of projects without limiting their openness or resorting to funding models like OpenCore, which imply the delivery of an extended paid system. The essence of maintenance fee is to conduct a monthly payment for users and companies that receive commercial benefits and directly or indirectly earn money from using an open source project. Payment is stimulated by adding a user agreement to maintainers, regulating access to the infrastructure, binary assemblies, and ready-made packages. They propose to use the GitHub sponsorship system to transfer the fee. According to the EULA, only paid subscribers and users who do not profit from the project can download binary release builds, participate in discussions, and submit issue requests. Access to the source code remains unchanged and is provided in accordance with the open licenses used by the projects. If a company that profits from the project does not want to pay a monthly fee, it can use the code from the repository and independently create builds for itself, but it does not have the right to use ready-made release builds provided by the main project. The release of Tails 6.18, developed as part of the Tor project, is presented. The distribution is based on Debian 12, comes with a GNOME 43 desktop, and is designed for anonymous network access using Tor. All connections, except for traffic through the Tor network, are blocked by default by the packet filter. When saving user data between launches, encryption is used. An ISO image capable of working in live mode has been prepared for download. The new version implements the ability to use network bridges based on a web tunnel transport to connect to the Tor network. Web tunnels simulates typical web traffic and can be used where OBFS4 transport does not work. Tor Browser 14.5.5 and Thunderbird 128.12.0 have been updated. NVIDIA's Sasha Levin, who maintains the LTS branches of the Linux kernel and is on the Linux Foundation's advisory board, has put forward a set of rules and documentation for developers to consider when generating changes to the Linux kernel. Links to the instructions are provided in configuration files prepared for the Claude, GitHub Copilot, Cursor, Codium, Continue, Windsurf, and Ader AI platforms. Sudo 1.9.17p2 is available. It is used for the execution of codes on behalf of other users. The new release fixes an issue that, under circumstances, could cause PSYOP signal, terminal condition loss, to be sent not to the running process, but to all processes in the system. The problem is present since sudo 1.9.16 is caused by the use of killpg instead of kill in some cases to terminate a child process. Unlike kill, killpg sends a signal to a process group, but but as a group it can handle values greater than or equal to zero. When a negative group value is passed, the behavior is undefined and on some systems may result in the signal being sent to a process number one init and all processes on the system being terminated. Additionally, sudo has fixed an issue that could cause a failure when intercepting and verifying commands being run in configurations that use the intercept and intercept verify options in the sudoers file. On Linux systems that support the ptrace_ready_string function, processes that had command line arguments or environment variables larger than the memory page size would crash. Slackle 8.0 has been released. It is based on Slackware and Salix and is fully compatible with the repositories offered in them. The key difference of Slackle is the use of a constantly updated Slackware-current branch. The graphical environment is based in the OpenBox window manager. A boot image has been prepared capable of working in live mode, i386 and x86-64. The new release is synchronized with the Slackware current branch and ships with Linux kernel 6.12.39. Updated programs include Firefox 140, Thunderbird 140, LibreOffice 25, GIMP 3, SM Player 25, MPV 0.40, M Player 2025-0330, XAL 4.1.3, Bracero 3.12.3, IsoMaster 1.3.17, Pigeon 2.14.142, and Transmission 2.94. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.